Matthew 26. Verse 36. And cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther, fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep, said unto Peter, what, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. For the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Let's finish that little portion. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came, found them asleep again, and their eyes were heavy, and left them, went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same word. Then some of you two, his disciples, said unto them, sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand, let us be changed. Gospel by Mark, chapter 1. Now we now read in Mark, chapter 1, and verse 18. Now as he walked by the sea of Galilee, he saw Simon, Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, come ye after me, I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their net and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, then he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship, mending their net. Straightway he called them. They left their father Zebedee in the ship with a hired servant, and after him. Now look in the Acts of the Apostles for one other place. 27, I believe. Acts 27. And we might read toward the end of the chapter. Verse 22. Now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whom I serve, whose I am, whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sir, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me, howbeit we must be cast upon a certain island. When the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down Nadia, by midnight the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, and they sounded and found it 20 fathoms. When they had gone a little farther, they sounded again, found it 15 fathoms. Then, fearing lest we should have fallen on rock, they cast 4 anchors out of the stern, which forgave. The Lord bless his word. Now, I'd like to speak a little word about these 3 passages of the Scripture. I Not just God will give us a little help. Make up for the people that's gone. Maybe we'll get a double portion of their church, something like that. Help them draw them in. I went along, leave room for somebody else. That's about the time. I just want to speak about three little words. Three little words are a little father. Little father. Each of them read that little phrase, a little father. A little father. And I've enjoyed it. I've tried to speak about once or twice before. I don't feel like that right now. But anyway, the Lord bless it to us. Anyway, it's only a little farther that we have to go. A little farther with Him. The suffer, the pray, the walk, as we've been hearing with Him. A little farther to strike out poor sinners as He did. They know it's going to come a little farther. He found Andrew and Philip. What a mercy, brethren, that they went a little farther. And then when they found a little farther in the shipwreck, they found it, they let down the it was measuring that sometimes, and they found it so deep, and they went a little farther, and it wasn't quite so deep, and they counted that they were nearing the shore. So it's only a little farther, and we'll reach home, and then it would bring if we let down our measuring rod, whatever we have. And you'll see that they're nearing home. They're nearing the other side. And on the grand day, when they got there was a lot of good things happened. Then they reached the other. Then they reached the other side. And I said, the Lord bless you. He said, I want you to go. Everything is all right. That's maybe all I don't have to say about it, but I'm giving you the whole thing. I can hold it all again. What a nice thing it is to go all the way with Him. He went a little farther. We've been reading of hearing about how Jesus walked. And those lonely steps into that garden alone. And the disciples sleeping. I was telling my brother-in-law in Aurelia a few years or two ago, a lot of you folks know him, by the way, he's very ill, very tired. He's in fact. And he's disabled in this. But pray for him. I remember telling people, I've been reading that in the chapter, I was telling him, how I marveled at the grace of the Lord, how kind He was with him, how He spoke to him so gently about going to sleep. I said, if I'd have been there, I was thinking to myself, I'd have been out of him calling them all out for going to sleep, and I'd be hammering them. He said, should have been nothing to thank you to be sleeping too. I said, brother, that's right. That's just what it would have been. I'd have been sleeping too. Right of the land. But anyway, what a pity. What a pity that they didn't go all the way with Him, dear friends. What a pity. Going to pray in that garden. One man challenged me after I spoke this in one place. He says, well, I see he told them to stay there. That kind of hurt the little family, you know. I don't know. I took it anyway. Best I could. But then he took Peter and James, he took some of them with him. And he said to Peter, well, I think you'll watch with me 1 hour. What a pity that they hadn't gone all the way with Him. What they missed, Reverend. Oh, God, help us to be ready to go a little farther, a little farther with Him. To pray. How slow we are to pray. Brethren, sisters, there's nothing that God speaks to me more about when I go to a conference than my need for taking more time to read God's Word and to pray. Everything else seems to find a place for that. We were staying in a little cabin over here. Very nice little place. We've got everything out now. In the car out there, ready to drive to home as soon as this meeting's over. You know, when you're leaving a place like that, you're apt to leave something in. It's kind of a nuisance when you do to yourself and the rest of your people. So I looked all around. I even got down on my knees and I looked under the bed. Is there anything there? Nothing there. I said to my wife, well, I just sat there and looked all around, up and looked all around, and I've even looked down. And then it struck me, we haven't looked up, have we? Come on, she said, I'll go down. They look up now. Get on their knees and say a little to God. Thank him. Command the house to him. And all of you, to him. Oh, brothers and sisters. Yes, our trouble, God, is right there. Restraining prayer. We teach to fight. Prayer makes the Christian's armor bright and shake and tremble when he sees the weak of strength on his knees. Ah, that's where we go wrong. So we went a little farther. Little farther. He always goes a little farther. He's always gone before us. And he put it forth his own feet, he goes before them. And they would have been safe to have followed him all the way. Followed him all the way. It would have been all right. But what a comfort in us it would have been to him. And no doubt, have they gone with him all the way. Oh, brothers and sisters, I wonder, do we get weary sometimes with the suffering, with the reproach, with the outcast from this world? We never get used to that, do we? I don't. You want a little place like this, a little place where I live, you're sure spotted. And it's remarkable, and gobble hard on my proud flesh. I try to be nice to everybody, but, and the Lord helps us too, but somehow or other, when you see them shying off, and as you're looking in the store window when you're coming along the street, or something, if you'd only played ball with them, and go to the show with them, and all that thing. Find yourself, dear friends, if you seek to bear a little reproach, and a true to the Lord Jesus in the care of his protection, you won't be popular, and who'd want to be, anyway? Who'd want to be? I tell you, we have the best of it by far. I was telling them somewhere lately, a couple of weeks ago, I went to a funeral in South River where we live, in a place they call English Church. And the woman, he knew her a little, called to see her, her son is in the assembly. Good rally. So I went out simply for him to the funeral. So my wife, when I come home, did me a lot of good. How good, dear friends, to go. She had a big arrow. Well, I said, it was a terrible. There was a dead man in a dead place preaching a dead sermon over a dead body to a dead congregation. The deadest thing you ever saw. And you know the way it did me good? I come out of that place thanking God for the place, the large place where he brought us into. Well, that man sitting on the platform out of that vestibule there, got a whole lot of clothes on and all fixed up here, white silk or satin or something. And when he got to the middle of the platform, he stopped and followed through and wouldn't cross. There behind him, then he come out and he read, and he couldn't half read either. I was surprised. He mumbled the words over here, and I didn't have one of the readings there. Like a school child reading a piece, because he couldn't memorize it. And he read it off, he read where he was, and nobody paid any attention to it, but he sang a hymn, a nice hymn. And the hymn was, "Save of our fathers, blessed faith, we will be true to thee to death." And the whole thing through. The woman pumped a bit of an oil and she had it done. She didn't think it was very good, but it was kind of a nice thing. So, after it was over, I think it one night that was kind of a nice hymn, wasn't it? Here's an old Bible, yes. I said, I suppose that's the Bible, isn't it? Oh, yes, that's the Bible. Here's an old Bible, there's a Bible. So I said, I'd like you to tell me this. Where, in the faith tank of our fathers, does it say if you sprinkle a little baby with a little water on its face and with a few drops of water in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, where in the faith of our fathers do you get that? And he didn't know. I said, what's in the faith of my father? I know that. He never believed that. Never had us praise it. I tell you, it does you a lot of good sometimes to have to sit and listen to the like of that for a while. Make you appreciate the place where God has gathered outside all that unto the Lord Jesus Christ, unto his precious name. Oh, God help us. And I said to my wife, it makes me more thankful to God for the place he's brought us to, and a little more, against anything that would drag us back into such a place as that, and be such a tie and gone.
He's going to get most pitiful. First a mental, not a word of comfort for the believed, nor a word of gospel or warning to them. Saved, not a word. Why, I've heard them say, even those kind of pictures. They say, well, we're gathered this afternoon to say our last respects to Mrs. So-and-so. I've known her so long, and give a little eulogy. Nothing to it. How can all the people get up in it, do you think? I don't understand. I tell you, we're well spoiled for that kind of thing. And just one little dose of that will do you a lot of good, although I'm not advising you to go. But sometimes you'll find yourself there, and I know right well you've had the same experience that I had, dear friend. And I get it. Well, the Lord bless his way. Unto him, homeless stranger, unto thee, homeless stranger, outside the tent. A little fire. Not a little, come short, but a little fire out. Is that it? A little fire. When it's on a little fire, you fell down on his face. Come pray. Pray. Thank you. Well, went all the way to Calvary. Pray that the cup might I found as it be his father's will. But he said, not my will, but thine be done. But he knew it was God's will. And he rose from that ground. And he rose up and he went on to Calvary. He was sent to die for sinners like you and me. And that's why we love him, dear friend. That's why. Well, the Lord bless you, a little farther. That's what God expects of us all the time, to go a little farther. You know, we're too circumscribed. We're too exact. The Lord Jesus said, if an enemy did thee go a mile, go with him twain, go an extra mile, go a little farther. What a lot of trouble it would help some friends if we had grace enough to go a little farther. You know, all of you fell about 2 women. And they fell out. Not 30, and 2 women fell out. Had enough for 2 men. These 2 women fell out. And the fat one of them is talking to this all of it. He told us, he said to him, well, she says, I'll forgive her if she'll forgive me. He says, you'll forgive her if she never forgives you. That's a little fire. Just take the whole blame. Might just love this. Hung for a sheep as a lamb, as we say. Why not take the whole blame together? And they'd like to get over it. And they'll think of all of that. And they'd like to break their heart. That 2nd mile, he got to drop dead in his truck. That extra mile. Throw 1 mile toward a piece. But you say, come on, now we'll go another mile. He came in on another mile, sure. And the application of that is that we should be willing to go a little farther to help our brother and sister and get them reconciled. I was telling a man today that while we know there are difficulties in God people, they get involved with the truth of God. Oftentimes there's a lot of little personal things that aggravate the thing and sort of intensify it. And I said to him, now I said, if you would go to your brother and see if there's anything between you and him personally, if it could be good enough to shake hands, it might help the thing. Now, believe that, dear friend. I believe with all my heart, that's where it starts. Some of feeling personally between brethren will envision jealousies and then something gets to it, you can't handle it. But it began with little things. No doubt about it. Will you go a little farther for the Lord Jesus' sake? And God will bless you and give you the victory. God is all scripture says, Paul, Peter, John was with it. 2 of the men were there. And then said he went a little farther and he found Andrew and Peter, was it? Don't you know? Oh, Jesus, tell me. Let her read, Mark 1. Well, get those 2 men's names. Well, Smith, you ought to know. And he got a little way, a little farther, thanks. He saw James, son of Zebedee. That's the man that said we ought to say, the Lord will. James, is that the James? I don't think I know. James, son of Zebedee and John, his brother, mending their net. Straight later, he called them. Oh, if he hadn't gone a little farther, he wouldn't have found them. We're hearing about the region beyond. Well, it's always the region beyond of the gospel. Giving away a chapter, the region beyond, means that is realize that something's beyond me. I got to reach to do it. Little Father went a little farther, and he found kangaroo. And James was one anyway. He said, if the Lord will, brother was John. James and John. That's the sons of thunder. Oh, and Edgar, he called. Well, they were good men. Well, is that the John that wrote the gospel? What? Me and the son, he didn't think any better help than that. I know people's fundamental basic question. John. I think through John I got saved, so I'd be interested in it. Oh, this little piece farther in, it was John that brought me to the Savior. I was reading the third chapter of John. That's how I got saved. And I tell you, brother, if you're ever going to get a save at Christ, you've got to go a little farther. A little farther. Have you found your faith? Maybe over the back fence and through the gate. A little farther. David said to the lad, hey, I will drive beyond thee. I sometimes say the gospel is always in the region beyond. What is it? Something that you try to reach out after. But you're going to give away a cross. Oh, there's none of it. Well, give it to you exercise. So, solemn things. Any amount of death warrants or a life warrant. And you shouldn't do it without some exercise of soul. Either it's going to be his heel or his nail. That little tax you're giving him. Good and faith. Oh, there, Father. And so he found them. And he called them, and they let their father Zebedee in the ship, and they quarreled. Oh, that's just unthinkable. Now, little word about the other side. The other side. Well, when we got to the other side, the devil was cast out. That'll be a grand thing when you get tired of that. By his power, shook the serpent out, the time they go tired. And for prayer, that's the end of it. As long as we're here, they got the devil to encounter it. Go on the passage. But Paul shook them off, he said. And they got warmed up there. We'll get warm when we get there. Well, it will be times winter blast, who shall blow with past. But the Lord on the shore, with a fire, to warm the disciples and speak to Peter. So kindly, one problem with the shore, is that they found the kindness of the people, and they found that it was them. And they will butcher them, and they will destroy them, and we'll get out of the lodge when we get to the other side. Well, Father, hope not foul. Not foul. I think about you, dear Caleb. That was my heart sometimes, I think, remember the book of God in connection with the death of his wife. Rachel, he says, Rachel, died by me, and it was but a little way before your father. I thought, what a pity it could have finished it out. That's it. Walk along now, then. Jesus is coming. You sound a little. You can tell by what's going on in the world that the day is at hand. How nice would it be if when he comes, that we'll be like men that wait for the Lord. Oh, what is going to bring about a reviving among us, Lord, dear people?
Don't you feel sometimes we get into such a cold, dead state we can't shake ourselves out of it?
I would like to encourage you all from the beginning. One of the things that might be the exact proof of the imminence of the book, of the return of the Lord Jesus, is that I go to the beginning of it. It was prophesied 4,000 years of his coming the first time. When he came, how many were looking for him? An old man called Simeon. Anna. You are the hypocrites of a nation with. Not that they did not. Now he's coming anyway. He came then, and he's coming again. And such a knowledge you take not. So, he's looking up. Can I take a little upward glance once in a while? What is that noise I heard? What is that? That's not the Lord something. Help us to be living like people that really expect the Lord Jesus to come. So when he comes, in their confidence, they'll not be ashamed before him at his coming. The Lord encourage your hearts one and all, and let us pray for one another while we're absent from one another. And the Lord help us each one to give the call just a little time. So listen.